We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
Hello, Mom. Hello to your brothers and sisters.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Здравствуйте, modest viewers. Здравствуйте means hello in Russian, a language spoken by more than 277 million people throughout the world. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Douala, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. And in Adeya, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASU Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, and Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV. And in Palmar Norte de la Provincia Puntarenas, Channel 55 on Cable Sur.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puzhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampar Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, an Australian researcher proposes giving our animal co-inhabitants legal property rights. In media news, a popular Ethiopian TV show provides educational programming to as many as 5 million enthralled youngsters. In eco news, the East Jerusalem Environmental Center encourages earth-friendly living. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 5th, is Constitution Day or Grundlovsdag in Denmark, commemorating the signing of the country's governing principles in 1849 and again in 1953. Considered on surveys as one of the happiest nations on the globe, Denmark is situated in Northern Europe. Danes have contributed much to culture and science of the world. Acclaimed architect Mr. Jørn Ortsen designed the famous Sydney Opera House in Australia. Esteemed children's author Hans Christian Andersen wrote fairy tales that are internationally known. Distinguished physicist Dr. Niels Bohr won the Nobel Prize for his achievement in quantum physics. Today is also Father's Day in Denmark. We wish the talented people of Denmark a joyful Grundlovsdag and a fabulous Father's Day. The United Nations World Environment Day is also celebrated today. It is an annual occasion to raise global awareness about our ecosphere and promote action to protect it. Forests, nature at your service is this year's theme in support of the UN International Year of Forests. One third of our planet is covered with forests, which are vital to our existence. Activities in countries around the earth include educational seminars, tree plantings, community cleanups, festivals, information exhibits, and more. May each global citizen adopt the fastest way to safeguard the planet and choose a vegan lifestyle as quickly as possible.
Fly In News. Hazardous wildfires spread in Arizona, USA. On Thursday, June 2nd, the U.S. Forest Service reported a number of major fires across the U.S. state of Arizona. The Wallow Fire in eastern Arizona has grown dramatically to over 60,000 acres in a few days, with conditions fueling the blazes uncontrollably. High temperatures and winds make it not only hard for the firefighters to contain the fire, but also extremely dangerous, as 600 personnel is at site with the aid of 6 helicopters and 4 air tankers. Their focus is mostly on protecting buildings and homes, as hundreds of people have been evacuated for their safety, with the Red Cross providing shelters.
In southeastern Arizona, the Horseshoe 2 fire forced the evacuation of 2 communities as 800 firefighters worked to contain flames that had sparked again after being 75% contained, having already burned across 86,000 acres. Near the city of Flagstaff, more than 120,000 acres have been burnt by the Engineer fire by Thursday. Despite the efforts of over 100 firefighters, 2 helicopters, and 2 air tankers, thankfully, no injuries have been reported thus far.
Our gratitude, brave firefighting personnel, and the Red Cross, for your efforts to help secure the affected areas. May humanity's kinder ways help ensure the safety of our world for all beings.
Sandstorm affects Iraq, Kuwait, and Qatar. On Thursday, June 2nd, the Iraqi city of Baghdad and other surrounding regions were engulfed in a dense sandstorm, which officials stated was worse than usual due to years of ongoing drought in the country.
Neighboring Kuwait and Qatar were also hit by the following day, with visibility reduced to a few meters in all affected areas, and hospitals flooded with people reporting respiratory complications ranging from coughs to near suffocations. We are saddened to hear of the health-threatening conditions caused by this massive sandstorm. May such events subside with our gentler actions toward our shared planetary home.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out. People across the globe continue speaking up for government reforms that grant greater freedom and democratic participation in countries including Bahrain, Brazil, Egypt, Greece, India, Kuwait, Libya, South Africa, Syria, Tunisia, and Yemen.
Thousands of Bahrainis gathered Friday, June 3rd, to mourn and express their anger over the government's ongoing crackdown and the deaths of two protesters in the last 24 hours, including a 69-year-old female activist who died of tear gas inhalation Thursday, and a man detained for several months who just died in the hospital after having been severely beaten. In South Africa, many people gathered in front of the Saudi embassy Friday to protest the kingdom's participation in the repression of Bahraini citizens.
Kuwaitis continued protests Friday, calling for the resignation of the Prime Minister Nasser Mohammed al-Ahmed al-Sabah, while Egyptian activists set fire to a police station after a bus driver detained along with 13 others for parking violations was killed in police custody.
Two other people in Brazil who had spoken out in the past over illegal logging in the Amazon were found assassinated this past week, bringing the total to five in just 10 days.
On Friday, in the Syrian city of Hama, as some 50,000 rallied to honor the memory of more than 25 children, the activists report have been killed by security forces. Another 53 people lost their lives when government forces opened fire. Attacks also continued on the town of Rastan, where, according to Sky News, at least another seven people were killed Friday. UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon on Friday once again urged for an immediate end to the government's violent repression, as he also called for an independent investigation into the deaths, disappearances and arrests, which now number in the thousands.
On Friday, Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh was injured when the presidential compound in Sana'a was attacked, reportedly by tribal leaders, following government forces shelling their homes. Reports indicated that the president's injuries were slight, but concerns have been further raised that the escalated violence could lead to civil war.
With grief for those who lost their lives and other victims of the violence, we pray for the ceasing of all conflicts and that peace, dignity, and freedom may reign as the way that citizens everywhere choose to live.
Australian Animal Shelter receives donation from Supreme Master Ching Hai, recently joining in a life-protecting campaign called Getting to Zero Euthanasia, begun by the Queensland State Animal Welfare League. The privately owned Sydney Dogs and Cats Home Australia became the first in the state of New South Wales to pledge to refrain from killing adoptable animals and commit to finding homes for them all.
The big thing about the Getting to Zero initiative is really about community involvement and community responsibility. We need people to help us by volunteering, particularly we need people to help us by adopting animals and by fostering animals.
I basically look after anything that the Sydney Dogs and Cats Home hasn't been doing up until now involving rehoming animals, marketing our pets better, working with rescue groups, developing the foster care program, working with vet clinics, all those sorts of things.
Supreme Master Ching Hai caringly donated $15,000 to help Sydney Dogs and Cats Home in their life-saving endeavour.
On behalf of Sydney Dogs and Cats Home, I'd like to gratefully accept this wonderful gift and generous gift from the Supreme Master Ching Hai, and we will certainly put it to very good use. Thank you.
Our appreciation, Sydney Dogs and Cats Home, as well as Queensland Animal Welfare League, for your efforts to save precious lives. As we join in thanking Supreme Master Ching Hai for her compassionate support, may many more shelters join in giving our animal friends the love and happiness of forever homes.
South African civil rights activist remembered. The much-admired Albertina Sisulu passed away Thursday, June 2nd, at the ripe age of 92. She and her late husband, Walter Sisulu, both contemporaries of His Excellency former President Nelson Mandela, had dedicated their lives to bringing equality to South Africa. Mrs. Sisulu, affectionately known as Ma Sisulu, was a long-time active member of the African National Congress and the Women's League, later serving as a parliament member after the first all-race elections in 1994. Aside from championing racial equality, she was also outspoken and active for the rights of women and children. As South Africa declared national days of mourning in tribute to her life. President Jacob Zuma said that the country had lost both a leader and a role model. Our heartfelt condolences to the family and the people of South Africa for the loss of Mrs. Albertina Sisulu, whose dedication in honoring the dignity of human lives continues to inspire us all. May her soul rest serenely in the divine realms of love and light.
Save our planet. With 3/4 of the rivers in the UK below normal levels and nearly 1 in 4 now categorized as exceptionally low, the Telegraph reports that fragile ecosystems, including cherished wildlife, such as otters and kingfishers, could suffer long-term damage.
Save our planet. As U.S. scientists warn of an above-normal hurricane season this summer with a higher number and more severe storms, U.S. President Barack Obama urges the country toward increased emergency preparedness measures for greater public safety and resiliency.
Save our planet. A United Nations report underscores the rising economic risk from natural disasters, saying that more than $1.5 trillion U.S. dollars of the world's wealth is now vulnerable to dangers such as floods and tropical cyclones, nearly triple that of 4 decades ago.
Hi, I'm Pippi the Okapi, a happy vegan. Today I have a tip on a delicious drink. Just add a splash of fruit juice to sparkling water. Orange juice and grapefruit juice are particularly refreshing to enhance your water drinking routine. Enjoy! Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the weather around the world.
Rights news, an Australian researcher proposes giving out co-inhabitants property rights. Dr. John Hadley from the University of Western Sydney has stated that the major cause of biodiversity loss is land clearing, which deprives animal friends of their home. To prevent this, Dr. Hadley recommends that certain species be legally considered as owners of their habitat. A person would be appointed guardian and be able to advocate for the animal in the legal system. Dr. Hadley further commented that his recommendation is very much in keeping with the Commonwealth Environmental Protection and Biodiversity Act, an existing legislation which makes substantial references to animals. Our heartfelt gratitude, Dr. John Hadley, for your forward-thinking suggestion. May our cherished animal friends be protected to live in safety and happiness always.
In media news, a popular Ethiopian TV show provides educational programming to as many as 5 million enthralled youngsters. Zahai Loves Learning is the only children's television show in the nation in Amharic, the official language of Ethiopia. created by Brukte Tagau and her husband Shane Etzenhauser, both members of the Baha'i faith. The program uses adorable puppets and animation to approach a number of topics. These include the alphabet, numbers and shapes, as well as hygiene and moral lessons. The empowering and often life-saving information is also delivered to youngsters without TV access through books, community screenings and road tours. Kudos, Brukte Tagau and Shane Etzenhauser, on your fantastic endeavor. May it help bring the precious children of Ethiopia to an ever bright future. Up next on Noteworthy News, an East Jerusalem eco-center encourages 2,000 students to earth-friendly practices. Let's take a few moments to appreciate a melodious symphony. Be back soon. Stay tuned for more touching news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, munificent news for a benevolent world. In Eco News, East Jerusalem Environmental Center encourages earth-friendly living. Founded in 2009, the center now works with 2,000 students in 7 schools and operates an eco-education program for women. A rainwater harvesting system, recycling, compost, and a greenhouse on a school's roof are some of the group's current projects. Future endeavors include demonstrating alternative energy, starting community gardens, and disseminating information about traditional farming methods. A big green salute, East Jerusalem Environmental Center. May you continue to help share awareness of eco-conscious living with the gracious citizens of East Jerusalem.
And now for some laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai, entitled Polite Johnny.
Johnny has been to a birthday party, and knowing his weakness, his mother looked him straight in the eyes and said, "I hope you didn't ask for a second piece of cake." Johnny said, No, I didn't. I only asked Mrs. Jones for the recipe so you could make some more like it at home, and she gave me 2 more pieces.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on Mobi, Truths of the Golden Rule and Gristle on Vegetarian Elite. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Excellent. Chi from Argentina.
Thanks, Mobi, and all other vegans. Viewer from Germany.
Greetings, Chi and German friend. Thank you for your positive comments. Award-winning vegan musician Mobi's powerful book, Gristle, about the dire consequences of the meat industry, is well worth reading. We pray each individual transitions to the plant-based lifestyle for a peaceful and sustainable planetary future. May God bless you and all the caring people of Argentina and Germany with joy and harmony.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say, Da blagoslavit vas gospod, which means God bless in Russian.
May nobility, wisdom and love, your cherished gifts from heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Spain's Prime Minister, José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, welcomes the encouraging figures showing that unemployment rates decreased 1.87% in May, as he says that still better months are ahead.
The non-governmental organization Fasano Technical Institute is helping train young persons in Somalia's Puntland region, offering useful work skills that will also help provide an alternative to militia activity for the youths.
Bollywood actor Imran Khan of India conducts a campaign for animal welfare organization PETA, paying tribute to his beloved late rescue dog Tony as he urges others to save lives by adopting shelter animals.
Mexican President Felipe Calderon signs into law a ban on discriminating treatment towards people with disabilities, which he states also offers equal opportunities while acknowledging the right to human dignity for all.
To improve food safety, China's Ministry of Health passes new regulations that ban several additives altogether while prohibiting their general use to cover defects in food, and also requiring food labels to state the names and amounts of additives used.
Brazil's president, Dilma Rousseff, launches a program to help more than 16 million less fortunate in the country by expanding the current Bolsa Família program, which provides subsidies to small farmers, along with job training and access to water and energy.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.